Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm a real nigga, I don't give a fuck. Put a towel down, it'll sop it up. It's just a little blood, it won't hurt. So what if it gets on my t-shirt? It won't be the first, I've been shot before. Now show me that red like a matador. And I'ma charge it like a bull. Cause I'm horny like a virgin in high school. Yeah, it's all good, baby. Red is my favorite color anyway. You know what I'm saying? This that real nigga red. Real niggas don't care about no period. Baby, I'm horny as 10 little dick niggas watching a flip. Feel me? Bust it open for me. Let's go. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Put the towel down, bitch, it ain't a big deal. You wanna fuck too, girl, just keep it real. That pussy hole is all I'm trying to feel. Don't care if she got a red box like a Happy Meal. Yeah, you know I'm a nasty nigga. And I slip off some period panties, nigga. And I don't care if niggas say it ain't right. Today, I'm running this red light.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
Look at me right here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Well, here we go. One more time. Hey, freaks. Tim Hudson with you. Back for the Friday edition of DV. Got a great program. I'm so conflicted. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. And the election is, what, 3 months away? What? It's November? Since when? I'm pretty sure it's January. Someone needs to check their facts. Listen, so I don't know who I'm going to vote for. If one of you listeners could call in and persuade me. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm leaning towards Mitt Romney because he seems like a comic book character. You know what I mean? Like, he's a Mormon. So he believes in the planet Krypton. That's where, or Kolob. Kolob. Kolob is the planet where Mormonism was started, right? Kolob is a star or planet, I'm reading right now, described in Mormon scripture. Reference to Kolob is found in the Book of Abraham. Blah, 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 blah. Kolob is the heavenly body nearest to the throne or residence of God. Okay, so, you know, planet Kolob is right next to heaven. While the Book of Abraham refers to Kolob as a star, it also refers to planets as stars. They're not very bright people over there, the Latter-day Saints. All right, so that's cool, right? There's like a science fiction element to Mormonism. And quite frankly, I just figured out, this has been bugging me for a long time, but Mitt Romney looked like someone. Like, I recognized that face, that head, and then it came to me. He looks like Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four. It's probably the hair, because there's a little bit of, you know, that salt and pepper hair on the side, but he really does look like Mr. Fantastic. So I did a web search, and I'm not the first person to come up with this, which really pissed me off. I thought I had an original idea in my head. No, of course not. There's a lot of pictures comparing Mitt Romney to Reed Richards, and I love the Fantastic Four. So I gotta tell you, and I don't really love any black people. You know, I'm not a big fan of those. They're always stealing shit from me. Which is true. I think I've told this story when I was like 11 or 12. No, I had to have been like 13 or 14 because I had a girlfriend. I was dating Daria at the time, right? And I really had a girlfriend named Daria. All right. And this was like a year before the cartoon Daria got started. And my friends came up with the whole, her name sounds like diarrhea. They, Beavis and Butthead added the cha-cha-cha part. All right. So anyway, I was meeting up with my girlfriend at the library, which tells you how cool I was, right? I didn't have a car. This is before I had a car, right? I was like 13 or 14, one of my first girlfriends. And so me and my friends were walking to the library. Now, I don't know why I thought to do this, but I had some cash money. And I thought, well, maybe while we're at the library, I treat my girlfriend to a hot dog. Oh, yeah. A 3.5-incher. I'll treat her to a cocktail weenie in my pants. No, I thought maybe we'd go to like a diner that's near the library or something. And the library was in walking distance. So me and my friends were walking to the library. I was going to meet up with my girlfriend. You know, we'd make out near the, you know, the card catalog system. And then we'd go for a, you know, for a little meal. So I had a bunch of money. I don't know if I sold something recently or I saved up my allowance, but I had like $50. And I brought all of my money with me to the library. And as we were walking, this little black kid and his father were sitting on the porch. And the black guy told his son, "Hey, go up there and kick their asses." And I go, that great. I'm going to get my ass kicked by a 5-year-old, which isn't out of the realm of possibility, right? So this kid comes up, and this poor little 5-year-old didn't want to kick our ass. He didn't know what to do. So the father came up after he saw that there was no ass kicking going down and instead decided to steal all of our money. Now, what I had done is just grab all of my money. I had like a couple single dollars, right? And then I had like a $50 bill or two 20s or something. I don't really remember. So he came up to my friend. He told my friend, you know, give me all your money. And I don't remember if he had any money. Then he came to me and he said, you know, reach in your pocket and I want, you know, give me your money. And I said, okay. And I thought I was being smart. So I felt around and I was just going to whip out a single. And of course, like I ended up giving him the wrong bill. I gave him the large bill. So he stole my money. And that's why I hate black people. That's why I'm a racist and a card carrying neo-Nazi. Ding. No, what happened is there is a happy ending to the story, I should say. After I was robbed and barely escaped from getting my ass kicked by a toddler, my friend, who I had met on a bulletin board system on the computer, nerd, comes bicycling by, and he was a black guy, but he was like 17 or something. He was this black kid, and he rode by his bicycle and asked me, you know, how I was doing. And I said, oh my god, I just got fucking robbed by this guy. And he goes, oh, I know who he is, because all black people know each other. And he said, let me talk to him. And I said, well, don't tell him I said anything, for Christ's sakes. I don't need him tracking me down. And I don't know if this guy ever gave my friend the money, but a week later I was talking to him on the phone and he said, I have your money. So I don't know. I have a feeling he just gave me like $20 or something from his own, you know, stash from selling drugs. No, I know. He was a good kid. So there you go. So not all black people are bad. See, it was a nice story of how black people are bad and evil and poor and need to be eradicated. And then there's some good blacks out there too. What the hell am I talking about? Oh yes, why I want to vote for Mitt Romney. Because he's not black. But I'm not the only person who is out there struggling with who to vote for. There are also idiots posting on YouTube their thoughts and trying to help us come to a conclusion. Here's a blonde whore who's going to tell us why she's voting for Mitt Romney. By the way, I have no idea who this whore is. I don't know if she's like a porn star or something.
My viewpoints and opinions, just to sort of maybe help your decision either way. And I'm not saying, you know, be a conservative Republican like me, because I don't push my beliefs on people, like political or religious. Like, you know, I'm Catholic, but I'm not going to push that on people. In fact, the candidate I'm voting for is not even Christian. He's like Mormon. So it should show how like open-minded I am.
2001 called. They want their hair back. I tried. I'm sorry. You can't even see her hair. It looks like, you know, like that skunky looking hair, like she's platinum blonde but has like black, like a, some layers of black stringy hair in there. It looks like a skunk.
Not here to,
or
like,
Christina Aguilera.
Push. Or,
during her dirty days.
Anything like that. So, yeah. So I wanted to make my official video slash support for
Get
Rami
to the point.
Ryan 2012. Yay. So a lot of you may not watch the debates. I mean, I don't really. I mean, I have Twitter, so I can sort of watch the debates, and
no,
I get it.
That's not sort of watching the debate. Twitter has nothing to do with the debate. People just talking about the debate.
There was something about Big Bird being said, and Romney won, and yay, I don't know. But
this must have been during the first debate. That's when Big Bird was brought up. Those are the main talking points on Twitter. Big Bird, Romney won.
Anyways, I am fully supportive of Mitt Romney, and there are a few reasons why I'm going to be voting for Mitt Romney in this election, my first election voting. So the last election I was able to vote, but I didn't because I didn't really have strong feelings.
Too busy videotaping a gangbang for Vivid Video.
Thanks for its either party candidate-tial selection. So this year, Romney all the way. So basically won. Mitt Romney is super hot. Like, I remember when he was going, he didn't get the nomination, right? John McCain got the nomination, but he was going to be in it.
And does anyone think Romney is hot?
When John McCain was running, and I remember picking up Romney for president.
I can see her being into the vice presidential guy, right? Because he does that P90X, and he's always running around shirtless, and he's ripped and everything.
Back then, so, like, I've been a huge
advocate
of him, because he is super gorgeous and hot. And we haven't really had a hot president since, like, Kennedy, but we all know how that ended. So, yeah.
Yeah, so with a bullet through the brain. Is she for real? Is this real life?
I think it's time for him. And Kennedy?
I think this broad has some daddy issues. And he's texting her now.
Okay, sorry about that.
Booty call, just checking in with her.
Where was I? Kennedy was...
Uh-oh. There's not a lot. She can't remember where she was because she looked at her phone, checking her message.
There's a plane. Okay. I don't know where I was going with that. So anyways, shoot, I can't edit. Okay, so you're going to have to deal with the planes because I live near an airport. Oh, that's not my plane. This is my plane.
She has a plane ring. Right, it's a ring on her finger, and the plane takes up her whole hand.
Ew, plane, go away.
All right, look, I'm going to have to bail out of this video.
Ew.
It's okay.
Sorry, guys.
When the top reason you're voting for Romney, if you're leading off with the fact that you're going to vote for this guy because he's hot, chances are your other supporting reasons aren't going to be much better. All right, so that's why some stupid bitch is voting for Romney. Now let's check in with the retards. Yes, How's Your News is back. We've played clips from How's Your News on the show for years. A couple years ago, they had a program on MTV. I think it only lasted a season. Now they're back on their website with a special documentary all about the 2012 election. Here are some highlights.
We've got to revive the sunken spirits of people and get people revved up so that this time next week they'll be willing to knock on doors and do whatever's necessary.
My name is Jeremy. Great to meet you. Are you having a good time at the convention?
This guy is, I don't know who it was, some black politician was talking. The retard wasn't listening at all, and in the middle just interrupts. Hi, my name is Jeremy. Thank you. Now, this is the type of coverage I would watch. It's entertaining, at least.
Hi, Sam.
This is your radio program?
Yes, it is. It's called How's Your News. And
this is John Voight.
The only traveling team with disabilities at this convention. I'm really glad I get to meet you. I'm a big fan of your daughter.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You want to be who you are?
I don't know what's going on. There's always that one disabled person who can't speak. We do this all the time on the show. Whenever there's a group, like remember Camp Jabberwocky? All these kids saying, Camp Jabberwocky rocks. And there's that one that's like, like not even close. So How's Your News has their own retard who can't speak at all.
Who you are.
Here we go. Let's hear some more.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Vest. And what's your
Jared
name, Jared?
Leto.
Your name's Jared. What do you do, Jared?
To sing out to.
It's a big night tonight.
Oh, that's Mitt Romney. The guy, they gave the retard who can't speak at all the chance to interview Mitt Romney. You blew your chance. Let's hear that again.
To sing out to.
Right here.
It's a big night tonight.
Yes. Good. Good save, Romney.
Hi.
Put on your dancing shoes.
Do you swim?
Yeah, I swim whenever there's water.
Hard-hitting questions like, do you like to swim?
I'm just really proud to be an American. I'm on the camera.
The guy, again, the retard who can't, and I'm sorry, I keep calling him a retard. I don't have his name. I don't even think retard should really be required to have names. You know what I mean? Like, why even bother? All right, when they're born, right? But that guy who can't speak interrupts the kid who can actually speak, trying to kiss him. So he gets very angry. There you go.
I'm on the camera. And I'd like to say hello to everyone in China. I'm a big fan of all of the Asian quality you guys have.
Yes, all of that Asian quality. Check out How's Your News. Full documentary at howsyournews.com.
I don't get that from every network, I would say.
No.
We good?
Finally, before we get out of here today, brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. I hope I'm pronouncing this name right. Janessa. It's G-N-E-S-A. Janessa. With her hit song, Wilder. Let's see how this goes. Of Doris, what's her name? Doris Luan. I want to be your junkie or whatever. Oh, here, this is the I Want to Be Your Junkie song. Sounds just like her. Maybe it's Doris Luan's daughter.
First of all, this song goes out for every race, because in every race, there is a junkie.
Yes.
And for my race, I am Hispanic, and I made this song personally for my junkie.
You are my junkie. All right, come on, with the fucking intros. Their songs
come
are so important.
Here. Let me take all your fears. I know you're scared. Why don't you let me? I want to share all your fears. For you are my junkie.
Yep, everyone has their junkie. I wish I knew the name of the guy who did that amazing cover of Your Cardboard Heart's Abortion. I played it, I think, yesterday as an intro to the show, or maybe it was Wednesday. I would love for them to record a cover of, you know, You Are My Junkie. See what they could do with this song.
Let's not be drying our eyes. Let's share our emotions.
Got that Casio keyboard loop.
Need
in the background.
Money or things. for you are my junkie.
All right, you get the idea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. End of the week, I gotta mention this. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Support the program. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Been posting stuff. I posted a video earlier this week. Also, all next week we'll be doing live morning shows, and the archives of those will be available exclusively on the Sideshow. One more reason to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Also, don't forget Bristol 7 and Satan Away shirts. This is the last week for sales. If you'd like to pick yours up, go to jagu.net right now. Purchase something, and I will get those orders out to you ASAP. And also, finally, got to mention our good friends at Adam and Eve. Haven't really been talking about them too much, but that's because you all know what an amazing deal I have for you that's on the table here. 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all sent to you for free. No shipping charges. Just use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Remember, AdamandEve.com has over 20,000 adult entertainment products. We're talking pocket pussies, vibrators, dildos, glass, jelly. There might be some wood dildos in there. Remember the dildos? I don't think Adam and Eve carries dildos, but they might have a comparable product. Find something you like, add it to your cart, use promo code FREAK or DV. Maybe you've already used coupon code FREAK. Try DV at checkout. Save 50%, plus you'll get all sorts of goodies and free shipping. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Iowa. An Iowa mother is outraged, saying her son's music teacher instructed other students to spit on him. Alex Kindop said the Shenandoah Elementary School teacher is the one who first informed her of the incident. The teacher called her last Monday, and her son verified the story. Kindop said her 9-year-old son, Jason... or Jackson, probably Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, came home from school that day upset. Jackson said he'd been doing a raspberry, that is, sticking his tongue out and blubbering at a classmate, when his teacher allegedly asked how he'd like it if other students spit up. That's not exactly what a raspberry is. He put his fucking whole mouth on the kid's stomach and blew. That's what a raspberry is. So it's not just like spitting at in the direction of another student. He's basically licking the other kid, homo. All right, so Jackson was giving raspberries when the teacher allegedly asked how he would like it if other students spit on him. Jackson said the teacher told the rest of the class, spit away. They were all around me, spitting all over my face and shoulders, the boy said. Gross. But, you know, he deserves it. Principal Tiffany Spiegel said in a statement Thursday that the district cannot discuss particular incidents because of student confidentiality. So just go to the news with it. The safety and well-being of students is our district's first priority. It takes all claims of bullying and harassment seriously and investigates all complaints it receives as well as responds as the investigation warrants. So there you go. Attempts were made to contact the teacher, but she was not available. She's very busy. You know how teachers are. They literally have no life. They've got nothing going on when they're not at school. And they leave school at, what, 3? They get in their, you know, shitty 1980s Honda, drive home to their little studio apartment, grade papers, while their Dinty Moore microwavable meal heats up. All right, and then they go to bed, watching, you know, crappy ABC shows. Or their DVR'd soaps or something. Is Desperate Housewives still on the air? I don't know. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Texas. Last night, Jessica Cooley of the Lufkin Daily News broke a story wide open. She told the story of Angela Buchanan, a 30-year-old woman evidently smitten with a 51-year-old lady. Gay. Buchanan, gross. Buchanan and the woman had been messaging each other for the past 7 years via Yahoo. Yahoo! Exclamation mark. Or Yahoo, as I say. During which time, Buchanan claimed to have survived breast cancer in 2008, and nothing gets another woman more hot than talking about their breast cancer survival stories. Yeah. I had a vasectomy and everything. I want to rub my tit stump all over your face. All right, you can try on my falsy. All right. She had twins via in vitro fertilization while living with her former girlfriend. According to an Angelina County arrest affidavit in March, Buchanan started contacting the woman posing as Doc, a Lufkin gynecologist with whom Buchanan claimed to have a sort of mother-daughter friendship with. What Doc messaged the 51-year-old was chilling. Ooh, Buchanan had a precancerous mass in her breast. The best course of treatment, Doc advised, here we go, was for Buchanan to spike her natural hormone levels through having sex. Oh, a holistic approach. Okay, makes total sense to me. Lots and lots of sex, actually. Specifically, sex with the woman reading her messages. Yes, she was going to help out. It was the best way to try to save Buchanan's life. Did this girl do any research on breast cancer whatsoever? Sex is not going to save your boob. All right, the woman later told police she had religious qualms over the relationship at first. It's Adam and Eve. Not Eve and some bitch pretending to be a gynecologist. Come on, read your Bible. All right, the story gets weird. You see, the woman told police she had religious qualms over the relationship, but soon overcame them, trying to save Buchanan's life. Under the online supervision of Doc, the women started having sex regularly. That's when things get weird. It's just now getting weird, by the way. Buchanan pretended to check in with Doc for weekly blood draws, and Doc would send over results via Yahoo Messenger. She would also prescribe the frequency, nature, and duration of the sexual healing regimen. The woman suspected that this might not be enough to save Buchanan, so she advised her to go in for a mastectomy and reconstructive surgery. Buchanan agreed, and the two women went together. After the procedure was done, the woman asked the surgeon about the lump. The befuddled doctor told her that all he had done to Buchanan's breast was augment them. He gave her a tit job. The woman hastened to a computer to get some answers from Doc and was told that the surgeon had performed the procedure under the table, you see, right? For a discount, and had to lie because cameras were watching in the waiting room. The woman bought that. Really? God, she is fucking gullible. And Buchanan's next whopper, too. What else did she say? Throughout June and July, Buchanan said that she was embroiled in a custody battle over her twins, not her boobs, and that it would really help her if they could travel to the same-sex marriage state and tie the knot. Oh, any same-sex marriage state and tie the knot. In August... Really? This woman did this? Okay. I can almost understand, you know, doing whatever it took to, you know, try to get rid of this breast cancer she had. But to marry another woman? All right. Around that time, the woman's daughter started voicing suspicions that Buchanan and Doc were one and the same, and she eventually won her mom around. She contacted Buchanan's ex, who told her that there had been no breast cancer, nor was there a custody battle. The woman then called the real Doc, and that's when police got involved. Buchanan has reportedly confessed to the crimes, saying she had to resort to such elaborate tactics because it was the only way the relationship could have occurred. And she wanted some pussy loving. She's been charged with online impersonation, a Class A misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in county jail. Buchanan is currently free on $1,500 bond. So there you go. Oh, by the way, this is not really a news story. I forgot to play this at the top of the show. But apparently Tom Hanks dropped the F-bomb on Good Morning America. It's a little bit of a bloopy from an A-list celebrity. Let's take a listen here. Forrest Gump. Dropping the F-bomb.
Can you speak in that accent?
Yes, we have mic issues. Oh, that one?
Yes.
Oi, oi. Mostly it's swear words, so that's a little bit.
Well, if you say it with an accent like that, they won't sound swear words.
I want people to buy me fucking boots.
We are so there it goes. Sorry.
See, I mean, I can understand that. Like, if you do a character and that character is just swearing all the time, if someone tells you to do the character, it's going to be hard to refrain from swearing.
Good morning, America.
Man, oh, man.
Don't bleep that
out. I'm sorry. I slipped into a brand of acting.
Method.
I have never done that before. I would apologize to the kids in America that are watching this right now.
We hope they're all
and
cool.
Let me say, next time on the show, there will be a 7-second delay.
You also speak in...
Oh, he's so endearing. All is forgiven, Tom Hanks.
The language is...
And I think I might have just made that a little incomprehensible to some people.
Okay. Zachary
never give me a handheld mic.
No,
that's all I can...
Mic. I blame
the staff. I blame the staff.
Yes, blame Good Morning America. All right, final story we have for you today. Do you know the name Les Wexner? If you live in Columbus, you certainly do. He's the owner of the Limited brand, which has a bunch of stores. Yeah, like retail outlets. He owns, I guess, like Bath and Body Works, the Limited, Abercrombie and Fitch. The boss of Abercrombie and Fitch requires male models who work as stewards aboard his private jet to wear boxer briefs, flip-flops, and a spritz of the retailer's own brand aftershave. This is all going down because it's been claimed in a U.S. court case, although there have been rumors that Les Wexner is a big, fat homo. Like one of those older, pervy gays, always surrounding themselves with young, naked men. Again, this is not my claim. I'm not saying Les Wexner is gay, although he's a man and his name is Leslie. It's a very gay name. But what I am saying is that someone has claimed it, and that's good enough for me to report it as fact. Les Wexner's gay. You can print that anywhere you want, Tim Henson says. No, he's a very powerful man. He could buy me over several times, and I would gladly perform various sex acts on him for a cut of that money, that Les Wexner money. I would do all sorts of gay shit. I'd shave his back naked. I would, like, tie a Gillette razor blade on my penis and just rub my cock up and down his back and front, shaving him. If that's what he wanted, I don't know. That's what I want. All right, according to an aircraft standards manual, male flight crew are told to present themselves clean-shaven and in a uniform of Abercrombie polo shirts, boxer briefs, jeans, flip-flops, and gloves. Black for when handling silverware, and white for laying the table. How fancy. While working on Abercrombie, chief executive Michael Jeffries, executive jet. Oh, this is not even about Les Wexner. I'm sorry. Who's Michael Jeffries? Never mind. Anything I may have said or insinuated that Les Wexner's gay, whoopsie. It's Michael Jeffries, who's a big, fat queer. All right, the extraordinarily detailed manual, which also requires crew to play Phil Collins' Take Me Home over the jet's intercom as the jet takes off homeward bound flights, was disclosed in an age discrimination lawsuit brought by a former pilot. The document, seen by Bloomberg News, also reportedly bans flight crew from wearing coats unless the temperature falls below 10 degrees Celsius. That's 50 degrees Fahrenheit, doing some quick conversion. It also details the seating arrangement of Jeffrey's dogs, Ruby, Trouble, and Sammy. They have their own specified seats, I guess. This is ridiculous. There's also instructions on how to address the boss. When Michael, Matthew, which is Jeffrey's partner, oh, so he is gay, or a guest make a request, respond by saying, no problem. This should be used in place of phrases like, sure, or just a minute. So you have to say, no problem. Whatever. The manual is also said to refer to the role of a houseman in a detailed section about the boarding of dogs on the plane, like a houseboy or something. The lawsuit containing the manual was filed at a Philadelphia court in 2010. I really should read these news stories first, you know, just so I get all the facts. If I'm going to start talking about it before I actually get to the news, whatever, it doesn't matter. Who tunes into Distorted View for the news, right? You tune in for me and my charm. It's part of my charm. Not getting any facts right whatsoever, having trouble reading, and just being a fuck-up. Isn't that great? My job, what I get paid to do is to be a fuck-up for tens of thousands of people every day. All right, you get the idea. This is a lawsuit for some Abercrombie & Fitch executive who wants guys to be naked and spritzed on and just looking hot. He wants his flight attendants to be super hot and muscular. You can't blame him for that, right? All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with you one last time this week. Yes, speak to me, freaks.
Hello. Is this the number to reach Timothy James Henson?
Yes.
So we were just calling. This is the National Horse Ass Association, the NHAA. We were just calling on behalf asking what your favorite horse ass was. Would it be Applejack? Possibly the sporty but fit Rainbow Dash?
Mm.
Or maybe the sluggish
Derpy,
because she always stays at home and just reads books because she's a total autistic loser, Twilight? Maybe, you know, a little baby
pie. I like the retard horse's ass. It's easier to fuck. Get into the sack. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. When I fuck it, It's great because I'll pull out. There's going to be all sorts of horse shit on my dick with a little bit of hay. As we learned yesterday, that woman flushing horse turds down her toilet got everything all clogged up because in horse poop, there's a lot of hay, you see. So there's going to be a bunch of hay stuck to my dick.
You know fucking what, Tim? I am so sick of fucking hearing women say, oh, confidence is sexy, you know, when trying to console me why they don't like me or why they won't go on a date with me.
Because they say you're not confident enough and confidence is sexy. That's what you need. You need confidence.
Or why I have never, ever found a girl. Oh, you just need to be confident. Confidence is sexy. I'm so sick of hearing it because it's such bullshit. If you're ugly and confident, you're still fucking ugly. And they're still not going to fuck you.
It's true.
I mean, like, I don't blame them for wanting attractive people. I just wish they wouldn't fucking lie to me and say...
Yeah. They should just say, look, you're not attractive enough for me. I'm sorry. Look at me, and then look at you. And you can understand why someone like me would not be attracted to you. You need to lower your standards.
Like, oh, just be confident. Oh, you have to wait. Really? Does someone in their late fucking 20s want... some dude who has, like, no experience?
You can just tell this guy is a virgin. He is so frustrated that the frustration just comes out in his voice.
But he's confident. Don't worry that he has a hook nose and he's ugly as fuck and he's underweight and all he does is watch sci-fi shit.
Listen to me. Send me a picture of yourself, preferably nude, but whatever. I know some people get, you know, a little uptight when another guy asks for nude pics of him. But look, this is just for evaluation purposes. I will tell you what's wrong with you, what you can fix, and what, you know, what you shouldn't even bother fixing. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, if I see a naked picture of you, I can say, well, look, you know, your face is a mess. There's not much we can do about that. And I could give you some makeup tips to help with shadows and stuff to, I don't know, minimize the nose or whatever's wrong with you. So we'll work on your face. Maybe get glasses to, you know, detract the eye from the other problem areas, whatever. We'll work on your face. Don't worry. But if I see... that, like, oh, your upper body is good. You should accentuate that. Or maybe you have a shitty upper body, too, and you're just a total mess. Maybe you've just got a huge penis or something. Or low-hanging tanks. Or maybe an ass that won't quit. I don't know. I'll find something good about you. This is the new way I'm trying to get people to send naked pictures of themselves to me. I promise I won't, like, display it or anything. There's a confidentiality. This is like a doctor consultation, kind of. I promise not to reveal your deformed naked body or show it or anything, but I will talk about it, and I will correct this problem and get you laid. That's a Tim Henson promise.
Ooh, thanks for playing our song. Don't worry, it's not finished. I do intend to make something.
This is VSP, by the way, and VSP created a great distorted view intro. I was going to use it today, but I couldn't easily find it. I had to download it again or something. You know, it was kind of like distorted view meets dubstep.
More of that, and so does my buddy.
He's actually very good. I've been wondering a long time, because some of my listeners are talented, not a lot of them, but some of them are. And I wonder, what is VSP good at, aside from bitching and complaining? Make me feel like shit. And this is what he's good at. Okay,
yeah,
we found it.
That, but, you know, we'll keep you in touch. Anyway, I'm calling because I...
Yeah, you make some more Distorted View theme songs. I'll play them all. Then you can sell them, and all my listeners will buy it, and you'll become very, very rich. Not monetarily, but spiritually. It'll fulfill you.
Three new words of the day, and they all begin with M. The first one is meconium. Which is a baby's first shit. That's right. Baby comes sliding out of a woman.
Yeah, talk about the baby's first shit. A lot of people don't know about this, but VSP does.
Locked and loaded and ready to shit. Mm-hmm. And shit it does. The next one, my favorite.
Yeah, well, the baby's first shit is something horrifying. Like, the shit is, like, black. It's weird. The consistency is crazy. Like, it's a mess. Like, a lot of times parents freak out over the baby's first shit. Because it is so horrible, like something in a sci-fi movie.
Also, an M word is megarectum. That's right, megarectum. And it is
that a transformer?
Exactly what you think it is. A rectum that has been overly dilated. Oh. Just like the fisting guy, or probably Donetta, or you.
Yeah.
Or Joey. I'm not sure who's top in that relationship.
Joe, I will say this about Joe. Let's not slander Joey. He was the top. He, in that situation, he... was the fister, not the fisty.
And the last one is murdivore, M-E-R-D-I-V-O-R-E.
So that's someone who survives on murdering people, right?
An eater, of excrement. Also, I'm not sure whether that's you or Joey.
No,
anyway,
neither.
There you go. There's
I just thought that was like, you know, a scat. If you're into scat, you eat
education
it.
For
There's
your-
an act- I'm sorry. Just burping up Red Bull there. There's an actual name for the devouring, the eating, the mastication of shit.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. Sideshow member Snatch Weasel here. Hey, I was listening to your rendition of the Miley Cyrus song, I think it was The Climb or something.
And yes.
Goddamn voice of an angel.
Thank you.
I was in tears. It was so beautiful.
Thank you.
I subsequently used my tears to masturbate with afterward. But
I should bottle my tears as lubricant. Sell it on Adam and Eve. You can use coupon code FREAK or Deviant Checkout for 50% off. And, you know, the tears of Timmy is a sexual aid.
Either way. Keep it up, buddy.
Yeah, what you're saying is you want me to sing more. Okay, I can help you with that. Look, if anyone emails me, I don't want to hear it. When I start singing some more, people complain that I'm awful. This guy told me he wants more Timmy singing.
Hey, Tim, did you ever find out what that thing was when you eat foods and your cheeks get sweaty? Because I have the same thing, and I haven't heard anybody call in. And
you're about 6 weeks away from death.
What that is.
It is.
I just wondered if you had found out anything yet, what that is. Or...
No. As a matter of fact, is there any doctor? Why don't I have smart people listening to the show? They're all fucktards. I wish I'd have a doctor. If there's anyone who performs medical procedures, or maybe you're even in medical school, I'll take that, I guess. But, you know, as long as you haven't dropped out yet. And basically what this is I talked about this once or twice on the show. When I eat peanut butter, it's just peanut butter. When I eat peanut butter, on the top of my cheek, right below my eyes, the top part of my cheek starts to sweat really badly.
What that means. Because I have the same thing when I eat spicy foods or something weird. The cheeks.
Yeah, this isn't spicy foods, though. I have a feeling it's some sort of, allergic reaction or something.
Hey, Tim.
Your body's saying, please stop
Timmy Boo.
Doing this to me.
Just calling to vent about something. I am sick of waiting at bus stops and train stations and such, and always being asked by homeless people if they can have some of my money.
Oh, yeah.
And my answer to them is usually silence, and I pretend they don't exist, and I'm not there.
I've figured out a way to keep homeless people away. Now, and it's all because of Distorted View. I've learned a lot from doing this show. The crazier you act, the less people will interact with you. And you can really use this to your advantage. If you're at a bus stop and maybe there's no seat, there's like a bench, but there's no available seating, right? And you have to stand. Just start talking to yourself, acting progressively crazier and crazier until someone leaves or offers you their seat. I guarantee you, by the time the bus gets there, you'll be the only person on the bench. And this also works for the bus itself. If there's no room to sit, just start talking to you, screaming at yourself, talking about the Jews or something. And, the people will make room for you.
They usually get irate with me.
And other homeless people will leave you alone.
And tell me.
They'll feel, this is his beat. I'll leave him alone.
I'm an asshole, or I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
I need to go fuck myself, because I'm the only person who...
Oh, that's the worst feeling. Like, when you see... When you're walking up, on the sidewalk, for instance, and you see up ahead the homeless guy asking for money, you're like, you gotta plan out your response, what you're going to do. There's a couple ways you can handle it. You can totally ignore him. If you're with someone, you can pretend to be in conversation. And do you ever notice how, when you are with someone and you walk past a homeless person, you are... so interested in what the other person has to say. All of a sudden, you're deeply involved in the conversation. You can't even bother to look around you, right? You're having a very, very deep conversation when the homeless are around.
Didn't acknowledge them. Why is it that they...
Because they want money. Look, they're playing the numbers here. They have to ask every single person that they encounter. And maybe one out of 100 will give them some money. And if they, they have to... just acquire money. They're like everyone else. This is their job, right? They're in sales, pretty much. All right, so there you go. Hope that helps out. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God.
We haven't really had a hot president since, Kennedy, but we all know how that ended.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Next week, we start at 7 a.m. Go to distortedview.com shortly before that time to start playing the live feed. It's Distorted View in the Morning, the Morning Dump, and of course the podcast will be posted at the normal time as well. Sign up for the side show in case you can't listen to the live morning show. You can catch the archives, and I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!